There's another thread that ties the NRA, the Trump campaign, and the 2016 election together, a Russian woman named Maria Butina. This week, she entered a plea deal with U.S. prosecutors for conspiring to act as a foreign agent. According to the deal, Butina used her cover as a gun rights activist to infiltrate the NRA and circles of Republican Party operatives in an attempt to influence policy and strengthen ties between the U.S. and Russia. Josh Meyer covered the Butina story for Politico. Welcome, Josh.
Hi, Tanzina.
So we mentioned that Butina is pleading guilty for working as an agent for the Kremlin in the United States. But what exactly was she doing in her attempts to gain access to the NRA and to these Republican circles?
Well, that's a good question, what exactly she was doing. I mean, what we know about her, and we assume that the federal authorities know a heck of a lot more than we do, is that she was what's known as an agent of influence, which is somebody that they believe was sent by the Russian government here to the United States to gain access and influence within important institutions and report back to her alleged handler in Moscow, who was a guy named Alexander Torshin, who's a very close associate of Vladimir Putin's. He was the deputy central banker and somebody who had very close ties to the NRA, and he helped Butina get ties to the NRA too. And through those ties, they also got ties to the Trump campaign, to the National Prayer Breakfast, and a lot of other influential Republicans and conservatives.
What about the NRA? What role did they play in this? And have they responded to any of these allegations?
You know, I've been writing about this extensively for at least 2 years, and they have not once responded in any form except for to deny whatever has been publicly alleged. But, you know, that's the real wild card here, is what was the role of the NRA and whether they were a witting participant in any of this stuff, or if they were a vessel through which the Russians were trying to pour money and assistance into the Trump campaign. And one of the black holes in this is that the NRA has an offshoot because it's a nonprofit, is allowed to donate money without having to disclose any of the details of it. So the question is, was any of that money being used to help the Trump campaign in furtherance of a collaboration between the Kremlin and the Trump campaign to help Russia, for instance, get out from under sanctions and get other policies that were of interest to it in Washington?
We're seeing a lot of folks who were involved with the administration and with the campaign slowly entering guilty pleas. Butina previously entered a plea of not guilty. What changed?
I think that she, you know, that the prosecutors and the FBI leveraged her and got her to cooperate. One of the things her lawyer has been saying all along is that they put her in solitary confinement and that she's gotten depression and a lot of other medical and psychological problems as a result of that. And they might have just, you know, wore her down or broke her down and gotten her to cooperate. But this is hugely significant. I mean, this is one of the first times in recent memory, if not the only time, where you have a Russian, accused Russian agent or spy cooperating with the U.S. government in real time on an ongoing investigation. Certainly one of this magnitude.
And given that, how unprecedented that is, I'm wondering, has Putin responded yet?
Well, he has. And he said that he doesn't know who she was. And he said that it was almost Trumpian in style. He said, you know, I've asked around and nobody seems to know who she is, which is kind of ironic because there have been 6 or 7 diplomatic visits by high-level Russian officials to Butina while she was in custody in jail. There have been a couple of diplomatic demarches where they've demanded assistance from the various highest levels of the Russian Foreign Ministry to the highest levels of the State Department, to Mike Pompeo, actually, at one point. And they even had her avatar as the public face of their foreign ministry Twitter and Facebook feed. So it's hard to say with a straight face that they didn't know who she was. If she wasn't, why was she so important to these people in trying to get her freed?
Do we know whether Butina had any direct contact with the Trump campaign?
Oh, definitely, yes. I mean, she spent a lot of time trying to access them at the Republican convention in 2016. She was interfacing with a lot of these, the advisors and campaign people. She and Erickson reached out, as I reported in Politico, a year before it had been publicly disclosed to the Trump campaign, almost days after Trump had launched the campaign. They were trying to set up meetings, if not with Trump, then with senior Trump officials. And then right after that is when Butina asked the now infamous question of Trump at a campaign rally about Russia and what his positions were and whether he supported the lifting of sanctions. So it looks very much like it was a premeditated, perhaps collaborative effort. And I know that that's something that the authorities are looking at.
Josh Meyer is a journalist covering national security. Josh, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.